Well, another month has flown by. I'm Randy Woodward of the Wake Up Crew, and always love my chats with Casey Hollins, Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations for our good friends at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Thanks for being here, Casey, especially on the eve of Labor Weekend. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having us back. We always enjoy talking to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Likewise, we hear a lot about, in fact, it's kind of in your DNA at REC, the word reliability when it comes to electricity, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Can you explain what reliability means for your members and why it's so important?
Absolutely. Well, it's one of our top priorities. And that means that we are focused on making sure that your lights or your power comes on when you flip the switch and when you need it most. And at REC, it is the foundation of everything we do. We know that our members are relying on us and relying on electricity for everything from keeping their food fresh to charging devices and powering medical equipment. So when we talk about reliability, we're talking about doing everything that we can to prevent power outages. And if a storm comes through and there are power outages, we are committed to restoring power as quickly as possible.
Well, it's not just about doing something when the power goes out. It's about being proactive, and you guys certainly are. So talk a little bit about that.
That's right. We pride ourselves on a lot of the proactive focus that we place on making sure that we mitigate reliability. So a lot of reliability work happens before a storm ever comes in. So for example, this year alone, we've installed over 5,000 animal guards on our equipment. And people might be wondering, why animal guards? Well, animals are one of the largest causes of power outages. And there are devices that can help us prevent those animals from causing a power outage while also protecting those animals. So it may sound small, but a squirrel, a snake, or a bird even can do damage. And these guards help keep them safe and help us make sure that your power stays on. The leading cause of power outages is trees, fallen trees. And there are thousands of hazardous trees that are either dead and dying outside of the right-of-way that we're required to maintain. And we have been working very proactively using advanced technology to identify those hazardous trees and then work with property owners to remove them.
Boy, you hit home with me on two things. I never like seeing any harm done to wildlife, so thank you for what you do there. And I live where there are trees, and I constantly worry about trees. So thank you for all you do with that, too. You mentioned technology. It plays a role, and I understand you're using drones now, so talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, they've really changed the way that we inspect our lines. We've always done routine inspections throughout the year, usually boots on the ground. And now, instead of having to rely solely on that, we're able to use drone technology to get above the line from a bird's eye view and spot issues early. We are able to detect things like damaged insulators or damaged power lines that might be wearing down. So this year, so far, we've conducted 31,000 drone inspections, and there are an expected 40,000 inspections that will be completed by the end of the year.
Well, but it's not only about drones, is it, Casey? Boots on the ground are important too, right?
Yes, and we still send our boots on the ground team out to conduct those routine inspections throughout the year. We have our service territory in zones where they rotate around each year by walking the lines and physically checking the equipment. So this year they've completed 14,000 ground and underground inspections, and this allows us to catch issues that the drone might not be able to catch, things like loose hardware, signs of wear on the equipment up close. They're expecting to complete 27,000 of both of these inspections by the end of the year.
Wow. And reliability, to go along with that, another big part of that is, and I was doing my research last night, I was not fully educated in this, but the right-of-way maintenance, keeping power lines clear. Talk about how much you've cleared this year and why does that make such a difference for REC members?
Right-of-way maintenance is huge, and it is one of the most important maintenance efforts that we can do. So trees and vegetation that are growing too close to power lines are one of the top causes of outages, and we work really hard to make sure that those vegetation and trees don't get too close. We have a 5-year rotation cycle where we are moving throughout our service territory in those zones like I described for the other inspections, and then we clear those vegetation and trees from causing or to prevent them from causing damage to the power lines. This year, we've completed about 913 miles of right-of-way maintenance, and when we do that, we're making sure that our crews can also work safer and faster to respond and restore power when an outage occurs.
Well, you know, we take for granted, we flip the switch, the lights are coming on, but it sounds like a lot's being done behind the scenes to make that happen. So for your members listening, what should they know about REC's overall commitment to reliability?
The most important thing to know is that we're always looking out for our members and the communities we serve. We deliver around 4 billion kilowatt hours of electricity, so we know how much our members and the community is depending on us. And that means that we want to make sure that you have the power that you need when you need it. Reliability doesn't happen by accident. It's something that takes intentional planning, investment, and hard work from the crews that you see in the field as well as the employees behind the scenes.
The always reliable Casey Hollins, everybody. Enjoy these once-a-month interviews. Very informative and entertaining, and I hope you guys check them out, not only on the REC website, but at theriver953.com. Casey, enjoy your fall. The cooler weather is coming, and that means, I guess at some point, we'll be talking about storm prep kits and all of that, but reliability, as I mentioned, it's in your DNA. It's not just a word you use. Thank you all for what you do out there.
Thank you, Randy. We appreciate you.
All right, Casey Hollins from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And as always, you can visit these interviews at theriver953.com. Check out the Wake Up Crew page.